بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Concerning the meaning of verse 172 from Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 172. قال الله تعالى: وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ 172 and 173. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. And remember, when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their lions, their seed, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, "Am I not your Lord?" They said, "Yes, we testify," lest you should say on the day of resurrection, "Verily we have been unaware of this," or lest you should say, "It was only our fathers aforetime who took others as partners in worship along with Allah, and we were merely their descendants after them. Would you then destroy us because of the deeds of men who practiced this battle, this falsehood of disbelief and ascribing partners to Allah in worship?" In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of this verse, "And remember when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam," meaning from their lions, their offspring, "and made them amplify in numbers, multiply generation after generation. And when he," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "brought them from the wombs of their mothers and the lions of their fathers," he, Allah, "made them attest to," أشهدهم على أنفسهم, made them testify as to themselves. Testify to what? In affirming his lordship. By way of that which he has ingrained in their natural disposition, that he is their Lord, Creator and Possessor. So what was their response? Certainly they attested to that. They said, "Bala," verily, yes, indeed, we testify, certainly. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most High is He, created His slaves on the pure and upright way of submission to Him. Everyone is created on this way, known as the fitra. However, the fitra is subject to change by way of what may encounter the person later in his life from corrupt creeds. And that's why Allah said, "Qalu," about them, "Qalu bala shahidna," yes, we testify, أن تقول يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غائبين, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, verily we have been unaware of this. Meaning, we put you to trial and test till you attested and testified to what is already established with you in your natural disposition, that Allah, the Most High, is your Lord. Lest, you see that, lest you deny that on the day of resurrection and confess to nothing of what took place, and then you claim that the proof of Allah upon you was not established, and that you have no knowledge of that. So you were negligent of it, and so forth, putting these excuses. Today, however, your pleas cannot stand, cannot hold. And the clear proof is established upon you. Or that you may use another plea, another excuse, and you say, as in 173, there in front of you, or lest you should say, it was only our fathers aforetime who took others as partners in worship along with Allah. So we took by their footsteps and followed them on their falsehood. So Allah ingrained in you, in your nature, that which indicates that whatever is with your forefathers is false, and the truth is the one which came to you by the messengers. And this stands to oppose and prevail on what your forefathers were upon. Yes, it is possible that some of the sayings of the forefathers, the misled ones, and their corrupt creeds, it may be presented in ways that the person may think that it is the truth, and that is because of the person's turning away from the proofs established by Allah and His clear signs around the person and in himself. Him turning away from that and coming to receive from the sayings of the forefathers may put him in a situation whereby he prefers falsehood over the truth. As Shaykh Abdul Rahman Ibn Sa'di rahimahullah said, this is the correct interpretation of this verse. And then he said, it is said also that this refers to the day when Allah took the covenant of the children of Adam, when He brought them from His lion, from Adam's lion, His offspring, and made them testify upon themselves, and so they did. So therefore Allah took this to be a proof of what He commanded them then, in that time, a proof therefore upon their kufr later and their disdainfulness in this life and rejection of the hereafter. However, Al-Shaykh bin Abdul Rahman bin Nasir Al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, He said, however, there is nothing in the verse which indicates this meaning or this occasion. And even it is not something entailed by the wisdom of Allah. And that the reality is a witness for that. That is because this covenant, which some of the interpreters mentioned, is when Allah took it from the children of Adam when they were brought from his line. No one remembers that. No one remembers that. And it is not something that comes on the mind of the Adami, the son of Adam. So how could it then be taken to be a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses against them when they have no knowledge of it and nothing indicating it? And so therefore he said, this is a clear matter that the first meaning is the correct meaning. And at the end of this verse, or verse 174, قال الله تعالى وكذلك مفصل الآيات ولعلهم يرجعون. And so we do explain the verses in detail and the signs in detail so that they may turn into or unto the truth. Meaning they may return to what Allah has ingrained in their nature and to the covenant or the attestation they made, and thus refrain from doing that which is in opposition to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.